In the previous Mishnah, we learned that originally Bezin used to light these fires on top of the mountains. Now the Mishnah is going to tell us how it was done. Frek the Mishnah, Ketzad Hayat Masiyan Masuyas. How did they light these fires? And for the Mishnah, Mevi'in they would bring Klumasoyas Shel Erez Aruka, long poles made out of cedar wood. We wanted these pieces of wood to be as tall as possible so the people can see it from the greatest distance. Then they brought Vikanim, the Atzei Shemen. Kanim are reeds. Atzei Shemen is a type of wood that produces oil, balsam wood. Una Oire Shel Pishta. This is the psilas, the offshoot that falls from the flax. Now these three, when you mix it together, which is what they're going to do, kind of, a kairich, they're going to wrap all three minim on the top of the poles, bimashicha, with a special kind of a string. This produces a powerful, bright flame. We want to do everything possible to make sure that the flame is as visible to as many as possible. The oil of Rosh Har, they would go up to the top of the mountain. Umatzis ben esar. And when they were on the top of the mountain, that's when they would light the fire on the top of these poles. Then they would take these burning poles. Umaylach. They would like move it forwards. Umevi, bring it back. Bring it back toward himself. Umayla, he would lift it high up, as high as he could, umayrit, and bring it down. And this was done many times. You see, we did this because we didn't want the people to be confused and say, is that Bezin lighting the fire or is it a star? So there was a very specific motion that was repeated again and again. No, that's what Bezin is doing, to let us know that it's Rosh Chodesh. Now, how long did he keep shaking it this way, moving it in these directions? Zakta Mishnah, Ad Shu Royes Chaveira, until he saw his friend, Shu Oisekein, who does the same thing, but Rosh HaRasheni, at the top of the second mountain. So he's on one peak doing this with the long pole. His friend sees it, and he does the same on his mountain, even though there can be a huge valley in between the two. V'chein, and the friend on the other mountain would continue to do this, until Rosh HaRashlishi, somebody would do it on the third mountain. And they would continue to do this until everyone saw. Okay, so in our Mishnah we learned that they would bring poles of cedar wood, long poles. You wanted the fire to be as high as possible. They would take various different things like reeds and balsam wood and the offshoot of flax and wrap it around together with a special meshicha to produce a powerful flame. And then whoever was doing this went up to the top of the mountain and he proceeded in a certain motion, forward, back, up, down, again and again and again. So people realize this is Bezdin doing this, his friend on the second mountain would start doing it, and then his friend on the third mountain would start doing it, and that's how the message would pass until everyone knew which day Rosh Chodesh is. You may ask if we don't do it this way. Some explain the reason the Mishnah is telling us how it used to be done is there was always a hope that those that tried to shter the Messiah of Tyra would cease their destructive actions, and Memela, we can go back to the way it's originally done.